Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Middle Child Syndrome. I'm not quite sure where Rafferty has got to. It's just me at the moment. I shall try and find him for you.
Don't go in there!
Who are you?
The documents are in there, along with them. There!
What the bloody hell was that?
I'm fine. Hey, guys, it's me, Raf.
Hey, Raf, how you doing?
So I just came out of the SCP containment facility. Don't go in there! Something will eat you.
Well, it's handy that you've mentioned SCP. So we're going to talk
about that. We're doing a Halloween edition, because SCPs are spooky. Some of them are.
Well, hang on. Let's explain what we're doing here. So, SCP. So that's the... It's a big internet project. It's like a giant creative writing project, really. And what it is, so the SCP Foundation is like a Wikipedia page, and it contains all of these write-ups of these different entities or objects or
creatures
or various things. Anyway,
my voice broke just then, making it sound way scarier.
And so it's this huge kind of repository of slightly spooky, sometimes silly, sometimes scary, sometimes horrifying, sort of files, essentially. So special containment procedures is what SCP stands
like
for.
Like the X-Files.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the X-Files. It's a bit like a few things, really.
Like Men in Black.
And so, yeah.
It's scarier.
Yes, it's a bit like Men in Black, and it's a bit like the X-Files. I think those are both influences on the thing. It's quite old. It's been around on the internet for quite a long time. And you know, anyone can submit an SCP, so it's available to all, and there are thousands upon thousands of them.
I'm pretending to type now, audience. You can't see me, but I am doing it.
And they have different classes. Some, like...
are dormant, but some will eat you!
Some cannot be contained. Some are possibly okay. Some of them are curious. Some of them are... not an active threat, but could be a threat, or various. I'm not quite sure what the difference.
Some of them are always a threat.
What I would say though is there is quite a range of things. So if you do go and have a look at SCP, I would probably do so with great care, because there are some that are very. Some of them are definitely not suitable for younger readers. So don't just go randomly scrolling through, because you might find something that you know you don't want to read and you can't unread. So just be careful.
So, or you can just forget about it.
So what we're going to do today, well, once you've read it, you can't unknow it, can you?
Yes, if you forget about it.
But it's not possible to just delete a memory unless you're some kind of robot. Wait, are you a robot?
No.
You sure?
People.
So what we're going to do today is I'm going to read an SCP entry. In this case, it's SCP-3008, which is classed as Euclid. I don't know what that means.
That means dormant.
Did you just wipe your nose on your bedspread?
No. What kind of monster would do that?
Well, possibly one that needs to go in SCP, I think. Bogey bed. Gross. So I'm going to read an SCP entry, and then Raf is going to react to the things that I'm saying.
Okay,
so...
we're doing this because it's popular on YouTube.
It's been popular for a long time. It's a big thing. Will you sit still?
No.
It creates all kinds of poor sound quality. You need to be near the microphone.
Hello, I am Rafferty. If you've got ASMR...
Rafferty, I'm going all out to try and scare you.
If you have ASMR, then this will probably sound really nice for your ears. Okay, moving on.
Thanks for that ASMR interlude. That was nice.
This is preparing me for the scary stuff.
SCP-3008. Special Containment Procedures. The retail park containing SCP-3008 has been purchased by the Foundation and converted into Site Redacted. All public roads leading to or passing by Site Redacted have been redirected. The entrance to SCP-3008 is to be monitored at all times, and no one is to enter SCP-3008 outside of testing, as permitted by the senior researcher. Humans exiting SCP-3008 are to be detained and then debriefed prior to the administration of amnestetics. Amnestics? I guess that makes you forget. It looks like amnesia. I guess that's a made-up thing. Dependent on the duration of their stay in SCP-3008, a cover story may
It's like they're going into the creature.
Well, they're not all creatures. Wait. A cover story may need to be generated prior to their release. All other entities exiting SCP-3008 are to be terminated. Description. Sorry about clearing my throat on the pod there, everybody. SCP-3008 is a large retail unit previously owned by and branded as IKEA, a popular furniture retail chain.
IKEA!
A person entering SCP-3008 through the main entrance and then passing out of the sight of the doors will find themselves translocated to SCP-3008-1. This displacement will typically go unnoticed as no change will occur from the perspective of the victim. They will generally not become aware until they try to return to the entrance. SCP-3008-1 is a space resembling the inside of an IKEA furniture store, extending far beyond the limits of what could physically be contained within the dimensions of the retail unit. Current measurements indicate an area of at least 10 kilometers squared. With no visible external terminators detected in any direction. Inconclusive results from the use of laser rangefinders has led to the speculation that the space may be infinite. It's an infinite IKEA. What, that you can't get out of. Thoughts so far?
Infini-IKEA. Infini-IKEA.
SCP-3008-1 is inhabited by an unknown number of civilians trapped within prior to containment. Gathered data suggests they have formed a rudimentary civilization within SCP-3008-1, including the construction of settlements and fortifications for the purpose of defending against SCP-3008-2. So there's people in there, Raph, and they've started building a society inside the infinite IKEA.
But why are they defending it against SCP-something-something-something-0-2?
Well, perhaps we'll find out. How do you feel about the idea of being trapped inside an infinite IKEA?
Sounds amazing, but also bad.
It sounds amazing. Why?
Infinite meatballs. And infinite that cake that's absolutely amazing.
The dime bar cake or the cinnamon bun thing?
Dime bar cake and the cinnamon bun thing. And the blueberry muffins. IKEA have nice food for a furniture shop.
They do have a nice food for a furniture shop, don't they?
Yeah, there's a whole, like, food area. Because, like, if you're in there for several days, then you have to have food.
Indeed. I guess that's why they have it, so you go and then never leave, never leave, never leave.
Well, no, because, like, someday you'll find your way out. So it's not just like the IKEA labyrinth.
Maybe. It is sometimes does feel like you've been a bit lost in IKEA, doesn't it? Anyway, SCP-3008-2 are humanoid entities that exist within SCP-3008-1. While superficially resembling humans, they possess exaggerated and inconsistent bodily proportions, often described as being too tall or too short. They possess no facial features, and in all observed cases, wear a yellow t-shirt and blue trousers consistent with the IKEA employee uniform. So they're just a bunch of faceless IKEA employees.
That's a bit creepy.
Well, it is SCP, it's supposed to be
creepy. What do they do?
Shall I read on and find out?
Yeah.
How are you finding it so far? How are you feeling?
It's quite creepy, but also quite cool.
It's quite silly too.
Yeah. Infinite IKEA. Infini-IKEA.
SCP-3008-1 has a rudimentary day-night cycle determined by the overhead lighting within the space activating and deactivating at times consistent with the opening and closing times of the original retail store. During the night, instances of SCP-3008 will become violent towards all other life forms within SCP-3008-1.
So what does that mean?
During these bouts of violence, they have been heard to vocalise phrases in English that are typically variants of "the store is now closed, please exit the building." Once day begins, SCP-3008-2 instances immediately become passive and begin moving through SCP-3008-1 seemingly at random. They are unresponsive to questioning or other verbal cues in this status, though will react violently if attacked. So it seems like when the lights go off, they get very violent if they see someone in the store, inverted commas, that's not supposed to be there and will try.
Well, what do they do?
They attack people. They attack you.
Do they go like, yeah? Or do they like,
doesn't
not
say.
You?
Doesn't say. I don't think they eat people. SCP-3008-1 is known to have one or more exits located within, though these exits do not appear to have a fixed position, making it difficult to leave once inside. Using any other door besides the main entrance to enter the structure or breaking through the walls of the retail unit leads into the non-anomalous interior of the original store. Since containment began, 14 individuals have managed to exit SCP-3008. Following extensive debriefing, all individuals have been administered anesthetics and released. Incident 3008-1. At 37 minutes past midnight on Redacted, 2000 and Redacted, a human male exited SCP-3008, followed 10 seconds later by an instance of SCP-3008-2. SCP-3008-2 caught and killed the man before itself being terminated by armed response personnel. This incident represents the only time an instance of SCP-3008-2 has been seen exiting SCP-3008. A full autopsy was performed. And there is a transcription of a journal recovered from incident. Do you want to read the journal?
I guess so. Mm. Oh, that's really long.
It's a little bit longer. We'll read a little bit, shall we?
Yeah.
How are you feeling so far about this?
Let's maybe not read the journal.
Let's read a little bit, hey?
Okay.
So, Infinite IKEA. A bit creepy, but now the faceless IKEA are employees that catch you at night time. I guess that's why the people trapped within have built the fortifications to keep themselves safe.
Yeah, because the SCP Foundation must have, like, sent armoured personnel in there, and then, like, they've not really come out.
Well, yeah, and I guess they said it was people that were in there prior to it being contained. So they were just the people in IKEA.
Because usually with these things, they, like, get word of it, and then they're like, we've got other problems. Then more stuff happens, and they're like, okay, send a squad into there. Let's maybe buy that and stop people doing that.
Okay, I'll just read some excerpts from the diary, shall I?
Okay.
Okay, we'll start off. So I'm writing, this is from SCP, this is Incident 3008-1, so the chap that got out and was caught by one of the faceless beasties. Starts. So I'm writing this to document what I can only assume is my sudden descent into insanity. I can't possibly be that bad a navigator. Yet, as I write this, I've been trapped in IKEA for 2 days. I haven't seen another person in the entire time I've been here. I thought it was a prank at first. Turn the place into a maze and get all the people out and see how long it takes me to get lost. Then everyone has a good old laugh. Realised that wasn't the case when I tried to backtrack. Everything had changed. So I ended up lost. Instead of the exit, it was just row after row of bookcases. So, I'm trapped in IKEA. Sounds like the setup for a bad joke. The lights went out at 10 p.m. Nearly gave me a heart attack. That loud electrical thunk sound and then pitch blackness. Place is full of beds though, and my phone has a torch on it, but no signal. So I found a bed and went to sleep. Spent most of the next day trying to find my way out with no luck. Did find a restaurant serving those meatballs though, so at least I won't starve. There you go, Raph, there is meatballs. That's probably the punchline to that joke. Anyway, they were still warm and fresh, but I haven't seen anyone around who could have cooked them. Made my way back to the beds before the lights cut off again, since it's too dark to search with them off. It's 9:10 in the morning now. The lights came back on a little while ago. I'm sure I've searched this entire area around where I came in now, and the exit obviously isn't here, so I'm going to pick a direction and hope for the best. Let's see. Next one is day 3. It says he's walked for 3 hours. I did see a person moving not too far away though, so I headed over. I thought it was a staff member at first. It was wearing a uniform. And hell, maybe it was. Maybe freakish 7-foot-tall monsters with long arms, short legs and no faces are just the kind of thing they want working at Super IKEA. Damn thing completely ignored me though, with no eyes or ears. I can't even be sure it knew I was there. I thought about shoving it or something to get its attention, but its hands were big enough to crush a watermelon, so I decided against it. It just kept moving along, and eventually I lost sight of it, so I decided to carry on the way I was going.
I think day four was the day that he died.
Maybe.
Because he said he was in there for 3 days.
Well, he meets some other people. It gets down to 10 days. Been to 10 days. Most of the people he asked stopped keeping track a long time ago. One guy, Chris, said he'd been in here for years. Years. Goes out scavenging. He's asking his journal questions. Looks like some of the civilians attacked his little camp that he's in. A dozen people showed up at the gates from a town called Trolleys. Apparently the staff broke through the walls and tore the town apart during the night. There are 12 of them. They're the only survivors out of over 100. We let them in.
Jeez.
2 months. It's been 2 months now. Dear, oh dear. It's just a slow descent into terribleness.
Yeah. And when he finally gets out, he just gets killed.
The last entry in the diary. Something about an exchange. So it must be about an exchange of prisoners or something. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's where he is. I think exchange is done. We got hit pretty bad last night. Not many casualties, but the wall is wrecked. We finally figured out why the attacks have been escalating. A box of supplies had a chunk of one of the staff in there. No idea how it happened, but apparently a piece of one will draw them, as well as a full body. Too late now, in any case. There are too many bodies for us to haul away and still have time to fix the wall before tonight. Candice has called a meeting. I suspect there will be talk of abandoning exchange. Maybe try and get shelter at checkouts or something. It's already getting late, though. I don't think we'll have time to make it. Maybe some of us will. I was fine for that first week out in the dark, after all. But then, how often can I keep getting lucky? I'm only writing this for a sense of closure, I guess. For me, or for anyone who finds this, if this is the final entry, I hope whoever is reading this is doing so from outside of this place. My biggest fear? If I do die tonight, I'll just wake up here again in the morning.
And then he does die, and then he does die that night.
Yeah. Note, this is the last entry. It is assumed that while attempting to reach the checkout settlement, he was separated from the rest of his group by a pursuing SCP-3008-2 instance and happened upon the exit. So there you go.
How did the 0-2 kill him, though?
I think it doesn't say. It's light on the gory details, but that's probably for the best. We don't really need the gory details, do we? So what do you think?
That was quite spooky, but also quite cool. It kind of sounds like a horror game, to be honest.
Well, I think people have tried to make games based on it. I saw something on Reddit the other day about it. But yeah, it does sound quite, like...
spooky.
It's a really fun idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's quite a few... Obviously, that's SCP-3008. I don't think they started at 1 or anything, but there is certainly a huge amount of them on there.
Yeah, /2.
Yeah. So... what did you think? Are you sufficiently creeped out? Or what's your creepometer? So 10's being, oh my goodness, what's that moisture in my underpants? And 1's like, ah, that's funny.
4. I'm not...
only a 4.
I'm not insanely creeped out. I'm just a little creeped out.
That's good. I guess because, you know, we don't go to IKEA very often.
Yeah.
Well, the next time we do.
But yeah, the reason it's a 4 and not like a 2 is because, like, because they introduced something-something-2.
SCP-3008-2.
Yeah. And then I was like...
that's not cool. The faceless, malproportioned employees.
That kill you if you're out at night.
What does it say? It says they sort of mumble something about, store is now closed, please leave the building. The store is now closed, please leave the building. The store is not closed!
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Yeah, that would be creepy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's my reaction to SCP 3008.
Yes, SCP-3008. What we might do is we might do a couple of others.
Yeah, that was actually quite fun.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll find a couple of silly ones, and we'll find some that are
A little spookier.
A little spookier, exactly.
Or a lot spookier.
Wait, it's not the X-Files.
No, it's not.
It's not the X-Files.
And that's the 20-minute mark. I think we're going to be wrapping it up here, folks.
Did you just burp at our listeners?
No.
I almost called them readers, because of course they're not reading.
But yeah, I think that's where we are going to stop it today, folks. I've had a tremendous time listening to creepy stuff.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed that. If you if you've got any ideas of what we could do next, then please let us know on @syndromepod. That's where we are on Twitter. Or you know, use your SCP knowledge to locate us in our home and administer amnesthetics and ensure that we never do this again.
Yeah.
If you are from the Foundation, help me. I'm trapped here with Rafferty.